I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. There's a new way to buy books in Canada, booksellers.ca. The e-commerce service allows Canadian consumers a chance to avoid multinational conglomerates like Amazon when buying books, and it's not just tactile books, but e-books as well. Independent booksellers across Canada have pooled resources to create the website, which allows us to look up books we want to purchase and how many might be available, either at local stores or other stores across the country. That gives us the chance to weigh whether we'll buy close to home or that independent bookstore in that province next door or on the other side of the country. And with a collective agreement with Canada Post, free shipping can be had for orders over $49. Joining me now is Jean-Benoit Dumais. He's the general manager of the Independent Booksellers of Quebec, which has had the Quebec version of this site, leslibriere.ca, up and running for 15 years now. I'll ask him about its success and why they've expanded across the country. We'll reflect on the importance of the local independent booksellers and the consumer's desire to buy Canadian. This all comes at a critical time, and it's a welcome addition to our options of book buying online. We spoke last week with Jean-Benoit joining me from Quebec City. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Jean-Benoit Dumais. Monsieur Dumais, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So you've been, I understand, a general manager of the Independent Booksellers of Quebec for how long now?
I've been 8 years now.
And how many sellers do you represent?
We had, before launching booksellers.ca, we had 125 stores under leslibriere.ca, which is the French extension.
I see. And across the country now?
And now we're hitting 150, so we've onboarded 25 bookstores from the English-speaking market since the end of December.
And I looked it up, you know, I'm here in Vancouver. There are at least three or four stores, I guess, in British Columbia that are members, and I guess we would like to encourage more booksellers to join up. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's just a start. We just wanted to take advantage of the Olympics for our first marketing campaign, so we just made sure we had bookstores in every province for the launch.
And for the benefit for we'll talk about the benefit for us, the book buyer, but for the sellers themselves, I mean, this is a great way for them to sell books beyond, say, their own stores, their own shops, right?
Absolutely, and it's a way to pool resources and not feel alone. You know, small businesses have challenges. They're competing with giants, so at least when they pool resources, technology, marketing, with other independent bookstores, independent business, they feel stronger and they can take advantage of that the competitive market.
And not only politically and economically, I mean, this is a marvelous alternative to the big chain, the online behemoth. It really makes sense, doesn't it, to buy books from locally, right? And we have the opportunity here to buy books from across the country.
Absolutely. We have, you know, stores all over the country, and you can reach them online. And it's a way when you shop local, of course, you know, it. You know, when you spend $1 in a small business, then there's 66 cents coming back in your community as opposed to 11 cents when you buy from big chains or giants.
Now, this is, as I said, a good way to support independent booksellers. Having those independent booksellers in our communities, in every part of the country, wherever you live, you know, there are at least one or a couple even, it's important for those businesses to remain, isn't it? I mean, we've seen in the last 30 years these chains come in and try to get rid of smaller shops. But there have been some that have remained strong, right?
Absolutely. I can speak about, you know, the situation in Quebec.
Uh-huh.
Around 2012-2014, there were a lot of closing of bookstores. And then there was like this regain from, you know, family passing the business to another generation or newcomers starting launching new bookstores. So the wind that changed around 2014. And even during the pandemic, there were a lot of bookstores that were opening.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking about in terms of because I've done the show now for 22 years, is seeing these trends that happened. And one of them is e-books. And, you know, there was a time there where you know, everybody was getting rid of their print books and going to their devices. But that's seen a decline too, hasn't it? People still want actual books, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was not in the business back at the time, but, you know, colleagues told me that, you know, in 2012, people were saying that, you know, e-books would kill paper books.
Yeah.
And it never went that way. I think, you know, when we observe the transformation of the music industry, what happened with MP3s and Napster, the book industry was never hurt the way the music industry was hurt.
And you know, I was always against e-books because not because I dislike them in terms of a format, but I just loved having my own books in my hand and having them on a shelf at home. But I must admit, you know, in recent years, the convenience of them, taking them wherever you're going, having them on your phone, even on a tablet, that's incredibly easy. And it was on booksellers.ca this morning, and I can get e-books there too, can't I?
Absolutely. And sometimes I say we may be the only place on earth where a transaction on an ebook is made through a bookseller. Because of the law we have in Quebec,
right,
we always make sure that there's, this is processing through a bookseller. So sometimes, you know, consumers are emailing us saying, you know, I am only buying an ebook, so why is this coming from a bookseller? And this is just a statement we're doing.
Yeah. The other thing that I saw on the website, if your order is over $49, you get free shipping. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. And it's across the country.
That's a great thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, if you're buying one book, I mean, some books are if you buy certain books, you could probably hit the $49 already. But, I mean, if you're buying two at least, I mean, you'll hit that right away, won't you?
Absolutely. And I would say like 70% of the orders are hitting the $49.
Really?
We had to make, to do some work because, as you understand, until lately we were only operating Quebec, Ontario, and Maritimes. So we had to make sure that the $49 threshold was okay for from coast to coast. And we have this strategic competitive agreement with Canada Post, so that our rate, the booksellers are enjoying, are quite, they allow the booksellers to offer that shipping.
Will you be able to offer used books in the future?
Oh, that's a good question. We know that a few of our bookstores are selling used books. This is not our main market, though.
Yeah, as I said, I went to the site this morning, and right on the front page, I saw all sorts of Canadian books being promoted in various genres, whether it's poetry or fiction, nonfiction, and the sort. That's so important, isn't it, to promote our own writers, especially now in these times where it is so charged politically.
Absolutely. It can be seen as, you know, the political context, or just the overflow of content that we were just, you know, swimming in. So if we don't do our job and shine a light on the Canadian content, it can be, you know, just widespread among everything else. So I think it's our job, and, you know, we're having funding by Heritage Canada and Canada Council for the Arts, so this is our mission.
So how does it work in terms of actually going on the site and ordering books? If for example, I wanted a book that's only available at one bookstore, say, you know, in Alberta, and I wanted another book that I could get, say, from a bookstore here, I'm able to pay in one, I guess, one invoice online for all my purchases, say? Is that right?
If each of your bookstores that you've chosen have only one part of the order,
I see.
The shipping threshold will apply to each of the portions of the order because it's independent fees that the bookstores are paying independently. But there's other ways where it is pulled together at the same bookstore, then it's the $49 threshold.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, you know, if I'm buying a book that's only available in one place, I shouldn't be able to, you know, combine, I guess, or you know, get the benefit.
And something interesting, Joe, during the pandemic, because there were so much orders, you know, in spring 2020, we had like an increase of 1,400% in the online sales, and the shipping fees were in all discussions with, you know, our bookstores. And we invented something that we call a voluntary contribution. So even when you get the free shipping, you're offered when you're at the end of your transaction, if you want to do a voluntary contribution to sustain your bookstore. And it's very surprising to know that, you know, 15% of the order are receiving this kind of contribution, and the average amount is $5.
Oh, that's great to hear because, yeah, I mean, we all love free shipping, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it does cost somebody, and why should it cost the bookstore that we're supposedly supporting, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your own relationship to books? I mean, are you somebody who's got a lot of books, say, in your house, in your office?
I wouldn't say I have a lot of colleagues in the office, you know, their whole career around books. I'm more like a marketing guy, tech guy, so this is why also I got that job because the cooperative, we didn't say it, but, you know, it's a cooperative of independent bookstore, so they needed someone to manage the next step and this growth that we're going through. So this is the reason why they were pleased to have my services. And, of course, like I said, many colleagues are book people.
Yeah. But I mean, for you, I mean, it must be great to see people buying books, especially, you know, in 2026 when we were told 10 years ago or even earlier that we weren't going to need books anymore, right?
Totally. My job and my team's job is to make sure that we put the right books in the hand of the right people. And whatever book you like, we're not here to judge. It's just to make sure that everyone is pleased and everybody's finding what they need.
Well, I hope it works out well, and I'll be on booksellers.ca soon placing my orders because I just love there's nothing like a box coming to your house, and sometimes you forget what you've ordered, and you know, it's like Christmas morning all over again, opening it up and seeing what's inside. So,
the good news is that Canada now has that one big one-stop shop from coast to coast. Because before that, you know, in Quebec, we had Les Libraires d'Estier, but we didn't have that global marketplace like Booksellers and Les Libraires d'Estier are now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When I was on the website this morning looking at the bookstores throughout the country, and you know, there's some bookstores I've heard of before in other provinces, and I thought, you know, this is a great way for me to, if I'm going to buy, you know, I've always got a list of books on my desk here of things that I need to get, if I need to make that purchase, the next big purchase, you know, maybe pick a bookstore from across the country and buy it there. Rather than the usual way we all buy them, right?
We would be pleased you do.
We'll encourage people to go to booksellers.ca. So appreciate your time today, Jean-Benoit. All the best, and I hope a great success with both websites.
Thank you for your kind words and your interest, Joe.
The website for more is at booksellers.ca. The general manager of the Independent Booksellers of Quebec, Jean-Benoit Dumais, joined me on the line from Quebec City in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.